Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is May 22nd, 2022, and this is episode 21 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, Put First Things First, Habit 3 of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. This audible book will teach you the concept of putting first things first in order of priority. Habit 3 is the habit of integrity and execution. Habit 3 is where you walk your talk. It does not matter how fast you are going if you are headed in the wrong direction. Habit 3, putting first things first, is based on the paradigm of effectiveness first, then efficiency. Relationships first, then schedules. Important things first, then the urgent things. The compass first, destination, then the clock, how fast you get there. The key words to understand are urgency and importance. Urgency means it requires immediate attention. It is now.
Lesson number one.
Importance clarifies what really makes a difference. Important priorities come from within. These priorities come from your values. All of these factors can be called the time matrix. We spend our time in one of four quadrants. Quadrant one consists of activities that are both urgent and important. Quadrant one is the quadrant of necessity. Quadrant three, activities are urgent but not important. Quadrant three is a quadrant of deception because urgent things have the appearance of importance, but most of the time they are not. Quadrant four is neither urgent or important. It is a quadrant of waste and excess. It is all of those things that we do to escape. Quadrant two activities are not urgent, but they are important. Quadrant two is a quadrant of productivity and balance. Quadrant two won't act on you. You must act on it. The more time you spend in quadrant two doing preparation, planning, and prevention, the less time you will be forced to spend in quadrant one. When people start to think in quadrant two ways, they will gradually improve their relationships and increase their output and productivity. There will be fewer crises, more balance, and greater vision. The bottom line is, do what is important so you will never have to do that which is urgent.
Lesson number two.
In order to balance your life, increase your productivity, plan your week each week before the week begins. Take 20 to 30 minutes alone to go through these three steps. First, write down the important roles you play in your life. Roles represent your key relationships, your areas of responsibility. Organizing your life around the many roles you play will help you maintain balance and focus on your key relationships, rather than focusing on tasks and things. Second, choose the big rocks. These are weekly quadrant two goals for each of your roles. Look back at the big picture, your personal mission statement, and your long-range goals, and select those big rocks that will have the greatest impact on your mission and goals. And for each goal, ask yourself the big rock question. What is the most important thing I can do in this role this week that will make the positive difference? Next, schedule the big rocks. Block out time in your calendar for those big rocks before the week fills up with other activities. Then schedule your other activities around the big rocks. Once you have scheduled your big rocks for each week, then each day you can zoom in and prioritize your daily tasks and appointments.
Lesson number three.
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe once said, "Things that matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least." Ask yourself this question. One, what one thing could you do that you are not doing now that if you did on a regular basis would make a tremendous positive difference in your personal life? Two, what one thing in your business or professional life will bring similar results? Habit 3 is the personal fruit, the practical fulfillment of habits 1 and 2. Habit 1 says you are the creator, you are in charge, which is based on imagination, conscience, independent will, and particularly self-awareness. Habit 2 is based on consciousness. The two factors that define an activity are urgent and important. Urgent means it requires immediate attention. Urgent matters are visible. They impress on us to take action.
Lesson number 4.
Importance has to do with results. If something is important, it contributes to your mission, your values, and your high priority goals. We react to urgent matters. Important matters that are not urgent require more initiative, more proactivity. We must act to seize opportunity in order to make things happen. Quadrant 2 is the heart of effective personal management. It deals with things that are not urgent but are important. It deals with things like building relationships, writing a personal mission statement, long-range planning, exercising, preventive maintenance, preparation. Effective people are not problem-minded, they are opportunity-minded. They feed opportunities and starve problems. They think preventively.
Lesson number 5.
The emotional bank account. The greater metaphor for relationships is the emotional bank account. It's like a financial bank account in which you make deposits and also make withdrawals. If you make high reserves, you can make more withdrawals. But in order to make more withdrawals, you must first have made major deposits. The first deposit in the emotional bank account is always to seek to understand what deposits and withdrawals are to one another. To see the world within their own frame of reference, do not mistake a withdrawal for a deposit and a deposit for a withdrawal. Always treat people with kindness, courtesy, and respect. A withdrawal would be to be unkind, discourteous, and disrespectful. A deposit example would be making and keeping promises. A withdrawal example would not be making a promise or making a promise and not keeping it. Nothing would destroy an emotional bank account faster than breaking a promise on a major issue. Be careful before you use the words, "I promise." If you want to achieve the loyalty of those who are present, always be loyal to those who are absent.
Lesson number 6.
The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. The compass must come before the clock, because where you are headed is more important than how fast you are getting there. Your compass represents your mission, direction, and values. Those things that matter most to you, that is defined in the work of Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. One of the main ways to keep the main thing, is to ask yourself, what is the one thing I know that if I did superbly well and consistently in this role or goal would have the most significant positive effect this week or this day or this moment? And then focus and execute on that one activity. Highly effective people always have a habit of putting first things first. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I will give this Audible book an outstanding 5 for providing 6 lessons on how to put first things first. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.franklincovey.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly Podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.